for calling upon Atralinga to make his presence. I see him sitting, or at least he tells us, he resides at Uluru, and that this area here connects to Uluru from the same energy. So with great respect and love, I see myself, as I have said, sitting on Uluru and calling out to him. Atralinga. 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 I am here, and I am very pleased indeed to be here, and to know that I am welcomed, for today is particularly an auspicious day, for the earth herself is in what we would call a turning point. It is moving into the new age. It is a time for joy and rejoicing. Happiness and laughter and loving one another as a friend, as family members, or as lovers. The universal love embraces all. It is held in the light, the divine light of the sun, which shines upon you all now. And this is no coincidence, for it has been arranged that this should happen. I make a point of this because I want you to know we have the ability to change and help the changes upon this earth. For it is a time that many will need assistance, and the earth herself. We welcome all of you in your offers for assistance. Just by being here, we know that you are committed. And we send our love and embrace you all. For in the world of light, we do embrace. We are not stiff and unemotional. Far from it, we love. We care for, we look after, we share. And if there is any disagreement, it is only minor. For we sit down and understand one another so that agreement can be reached. This is the culture and the way of things for the Golden Age, which is what you are moving into at this very moment. Because at this very moment, it is the solstice around the earth. It is being felt around the earth. And you are contributing with the changes. Although you may not realize this. And there are many that are meeting in small circles around the earth that are helping with this change. But more change and more assistance is needed. And so places like this place will be, shall we say, like schools and healing places for people to come to learn, to know and understand who they really are and the influences from the cosmos and from the beings that live in the cosmos. They will begin to see more in other worlds. And they will be confused, so they will need assistance. And I welcome the opportunity to speak about this. There's nothing to be afraid of, and you can assure all the people of this. You are being observed. And the weight and measure, you would be surprised at what you carry of divine light and divine energy. And divine love. I thank you. I thank you, my beloved children. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. God bless you.